The future of accounting isn't just about numbers and financial statements. It's about empowering businesses to make informed decisions, navigate complex challenges, achieve their financial goals. And everyone recognizes that accountants are at the heart of this and must become trusted partners. With business acumen, expertise in data analytics, storytelling, strategic guidance, taking the clients towards success. And whatever your role is in this ecosystem, you need to stay ahead of the curve to stay relevant. And that's why this Accounting Answers podcast was conceived, to keep you informed and competitive. I'm your host, Rob Brown, and I've interviewed 111 accounting experts, leaders, advisors, vendors, and influencers in the last few months, and collected for you the very best and latest thinking on what works and what is coming up. In this weekday show, 10 to 15 minutes gets you the lowdown on what matters today in the rapidly evolving accounting landscape. And the profession is shedding its traditional image of number crunching, embracing a bold new future. Data, technology, strategic guidance reign supreme. I've asked the same five questions throughout, covering the next generation of accountants, the proactive advice they need to be given, the drivers of change, the role of tech and software vendors, plus the best predictions for the next few years. Let's get started and hear what our experts have to say. Today, we're soliciting the views of our experts on what the tech software vendors could do to better serve accountants. What should tech companies do to develop innovative solutions that can help accountants enhance productivity, provide better service to clients, and stay ahead of the curve? It's an emotive question with lots of different angles. See if you can spot some clear messages and crucial themes coming out from our accounting influencers. We have with us now Trevor Greenway, CEO of Interval, where he focuses on streamlining firms' finance and wealth with AI, leading the way and applying artificial intelligence to the accounting industry for transformative results.
Talk to them and don't be fearful of the answer. I just, at the end of the day, people buy products for, it's pretty simple. People buy products because it either makes them more money, it solves a known pain, or it's incredibly convenient, or in a perfect world, it does all three. So I think that it's really important that you don't just develop something that you think solves a problem, you know solves a problem because your customers have told you that it is a problem. And so those conversations are critical, and then iterate and get feedback. Because you have to understand, tech is probably scary to some firms. You know, they know it's a part of their future, and they know that some have made great investments in it, and there are some real leaders in market. But you have to understand that that's not everybody. And so I think your empathy towards their plight and the situation that they find themselves in today, that's a tech vendor's job, is to help them navigate. We are not here to kill you. We are actually here to play an active role in the evolution of the industry that is going to be better for everyone long term. And you can only do that by having real, open, and honest conversations, even if you're afraid of the answer. I'd say the main problem with some tech providers and software vendors, specifically in accounting, there are other places where this works well, but I think specifically in accounting, one, you have to be credible and have domain expertise. They have to believe that you understand their domain deep. And two, you're not a commodity. This is still relatively, the tech evolution inside of accounting is still relatively young relative to other industries that we've seen. It's, you know, there's been a ton that's been happening, but it's now like Moore's Law is real. The exponential growth is actually happening. And so I think a lot of companies fail is they assume, well, if I put a ton of, you know, business development reps and account executives and I give them their quotas and they cold call, you know, it's going to be wildly successful because the accountants will fall in line. And I think the point is that that doesn't work well. And it actually widens the gap between the vendors and the accountants because they're saying, we're curious about technology and there are things that we want to implement, but you haven't shown me any real knowledge of how my day-to-day actually works. And you've just treated me like a number and it's a volume game. And they're typically dealing in billable time. Right. And so it's not a great combination of factors where you want a bunch of their time. You don't really care. You're just throwing numbers and volume at this sales process. And they're sitting there saying, unless I can really quickly understand the solution and understand that it actually solves a problem for me, I'm not ready for this. So don't commodity sell me. Understand my business deeply and tell me how you're going to solve for the pain that I also acknowledge that I have. And I do truly believe that the vendors that continue to behave that way don't really listen to the customer. Don't acknowledge that they're behaving differently. I do believe that the extinction is real. And that's actually compounded by the fact that, you know, a lot of those sales engines that are built that way are very expensive to run. Well, we just came through a little bit of a tech recession where the market kind of reset and probably healthily. And so the companies that were built that way we're headcount heavy. We're looking to meet quotas and we're trying to drive, you know, that kind of a sales process. That's incredibly expensive. So they'll have to stop. I don't believe it to be very successful.
It's an honor to bring to the microphone Val Steed, a true accounting legend, CPA, MA, CITP, an accounting technologist thought leader, an over 35-year veteran who's been at the forefront of technology adoption and education in the accounting field.
Accountants inventory is their time. And so anything we can do to actually help them be more efficient or understand our solutions, we are guilty of this. At Zoho, we are very guilty of this, of not having really good training, certification, demo data sets, examples, case studies, all of these things. If you want to talk about product-related solutions that help accountants that are considering a solution grasp it quicker, learn it quicker, get certified quicker, you know, all that's very, very important. Also, a whole different twist on this, I really think accounting tech has got to start doing what they did years ago and reach back into the profession to help the profession at large with programs such as programs helping encouraging young people to consider accounting as a profession, to encourage and support the local chapters, CPA organizations, accounts organizations, whatever, and support those organizations through the profession as well as just sell product.
Here with us now is Vipul Sheth, Managing Director at Advanced Track Outsourcing, helping accounting firms build global teams, offering outsourced services that enhance capacity and client service without compromising on quality or ethics.
I think a lesson for all of us, doesn't matter whether you're dealing with family or you're dealing with customers. If you talk to the people, I refer to that very generally. So customers, in this instance, is what we're talking about. If you talk to your customers and identify what's their greatest pain or what is it that their product aims to solve but actually doesn't, if you do that, what you do is you get a much better product, one that actually the customers have invested their time in. And if they've invested time and they see the results of their time in a better product, I think you've got a stickier customer, you have ambassador for that product. They'll be happy to tell other professionals that actually this product or this service is great. You should go and use it. And I think the more that we all do that will lead to greater success for everyone. And one feeds the other. We have successful clients, we inevitably grow. And we're very proud of the fact that our growth is predominantly driven by our existing customers, and it is driven by that customer service ethos. And that's the one thing that every software or accounting service provider should aim to do.
The next voice you hear will be Stephen Heathcote, Chief Executive Officer at Prime Global, the Association of Advisory and Accounting Firms.
Oh, this is a great question because, you know, I could say all the things about things like integration and security, but I would say the absolute best thing they could possibly do to serve us is to listen to us. And, you know, not just talk about their kit, but actually talk to the people wearing the kit. So that means really understanding what makes professional practices tick. When firms talk about utilization, realization, their margins, their people, for their packages and their software, how will it make a difference? How will it improve profitability? How will it make their firm future-proof? And that really means understanding the pains and the gains of each firm and having conversations. So I find often it's sometimes it's startup vendors and entrepreneurs, but because they listen and they won't say, oh, okay, we'll respond and it may be in the sixth or seventh release down the line, we have developers there now that will help and support you.
The next voice is Dwayne Bragonier, renowned tech leader, author, and recognized for his practical cutting-edge process improvement in the accounting field, leading firms towards innovation.
Make cloud products work and allow for easy integration of other data sets with it. So to speak first, make products work. legacy versions had a framework that worked for the end user. It met their needs. When they rewrite into their cloud-based products, quite often they abandon the fundamental framework and create a new user interface, which isn't always necessarily better. And in fact, many of them now are starting to dummy down their application feature sets because they're trying to make it easy for the average person to use. And sure, templating for us so that we can see things really quickly is wonderful, but please continue to allow customization so that the experienced end user can do enhanced reporting. And with regards to the integration, please provide user-friendly AIPs so that you don't have to be a programming expert in order to allow for data flow to come into our ERP systems.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what could the tech and software vendors do better to serve accountants? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of the tech providers, software vendors, and how they serve accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to this brand new Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. They're great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.